Good morning. My guest this morning is Attila Nagy. What shall I say? From the Progressive Festival. That's as good a way to say it. This time around, right. Good morning, Attila.
Good morning, Roland.
But what we're talking about is a benefit for the Progressive Festival, which is coming up in September, on September 28th. This is an event that is coming up August 28th. That's a Thursday. And it's a movie about Project Censored. So talk a bit about that.
It's called Project Censored, the movie, Ending the Reign of Junk Food News, which is what we're talking about.
Which we know only too well.
Yes. That's why people should tune into KRCB and, hey, and Bruce and
thank you.
Get the news.
Okay, this is part of it, too.
That's right. Informing the public.
So I see here on the press release that people can actually see a trailer of this movie at projectcensoredthemovie.com.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen it, I assume.
Yes, and not only the movie showing the complete version of it, as well as the filmmakers will be there, and Peter and Mickey from Project Censored will also be there.
So this will really be a great Project Censored event.
Exactly.
Talk a little
with
bit
about... With a discussion after the movie.
Talk a little bit about Project Censored and what it is. I think probably most people know, but maybe not.
I don't remember exact number of years it's been together, but I believe since the 70s.
Yeah, I think so.
And they've been publishing a book yearly of news that didn't make the news, the mainstream media, so-called. And it's in-depth reporting of what is going on.
I think it's the 25 most neglected news stories of the previous year.
Exactly.
If I'm not mistaken. It's interesting to note that in all the time that's been going on, becoming a nationwide and even worldwide well-known book and event. It's all come right out of Sonoma County.
Yes, and yeah, and Peter has just been, I think he was down in South America. He was in Europe earlier this year. There are a lot of groups, universities around the world that are involved with this and the reporting of the news.
This is going to be an interesting movie for people to see. And it is August 28th, and it's at the Arlene Francis Center, which is on 6th Street in Santa Rosa, right in Railroad Square. So tell us a little bit while you're here about the Progressive Festival and what's going to be happening this year.
Well, the Progressive Festival, this is 17th year. And this year we have Jim Hightower speaking.
Oh, great.
He always lays it out there with a sense of humor, but
exactly.
Serious stuff that you don't hear otherwise.
In a Texas accent that really surprises you.
He's got it. He's got it. Also, Maria Muldaur this year will be performing with her band. And she said she's going to do more like, I guess, called, quotes, protest songs. As well as Bootleg Honeys, a popular group locally.
Uh-huh.
They will also perform. Many, many speakers about various issues and booths.
Well, it's a great event every year. And it's a great place to meet people you've heard about in the area who are connected to the progressive movement and also to see old friends. Inevitably,
that's right. It's about networking with other folks of the like-minded.
Okay, so we have on September 28th, the Progressive Festival. You'll be back to talk about that, I think, later on.
I'll be back later.
Right. That's September 28th in Petaluma. But Thursday, August 28th, at the Arlene Francis Center, 99 6th Street in Santa Rosa, is Project Censored, the movie, Ending the Reign of Junk Food News. Got to see this. If you're looking for more information about this event or about the Progressive Festival, here's the telephone number, 795-1044. Thanks again, Attila.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.